Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug E. Fresh, and you're listening to Hindsight Radio. And when I'm doing commerce, I'm always tuning in to Hindsight Radio, the information station that's taking over the nation. Always Hindsight. Aight?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. Just for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the mic's touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas. And shout out all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. And still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back.
You're listening to your host, Akeem M, on Hindsight Radio.
Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see this. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. See what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking ballsy and quantum wopsy. I got the flex in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as the nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Alright, bottles on me. Long as I'ma drink it. Never drop the ball. Y'all thinking, making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off, day to pink it. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, broke that a stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these. All I need is a f***ing red jacket with some zippers. Super good split out, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, but f***ing me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones. Y'all running,
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the f***? for y'all. I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yes, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this is what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. Far from over.
One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's the same, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher, two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me, can you see me? Get your vibes on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yes, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this is what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. Far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this is what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. But it's far from over.
It's time for Truth Tuesdays with your host.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Razor, tugging that razor. Same time, here we go, tugging that same time.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
DJ Khaled!
So he's asking me to key. Till you on your own, you can't be free. Till you on your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016? Keep it light, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my list. I've been speeding through life with no safety belt. One-on-one with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That race tough. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 We know the girls, I'm pleased to film. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chunks. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys, keys. Radar, oh, bitch, they ain't even on my radar.
Switch.
Radar, radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Radar, radar, no, no, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Oh, your business ain't even on my radar.
Got a battery low, it's like fucking charges. Pile out the courtroom, like what charges? Big pimping on your court stats. In case y'all ain't noticed, I ain't lost yet. Y'all know it's one to one, soon as you hear that.
Right.
Y'all know the difference, right? From rap facts and fiction, right? She. Real life, I'm like hoes. Real life, I'm like Phelps. In real life, they like me. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife, Beyonce. I brag different, huh? My baby blue. What else? I dream in color.
What else?
That's too much flavor.
What else?
I don't rap to suckers. God bless you all. I only talk special talk. I only talk special car. Said I only talk special.
I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 We know the girls, I'm pleading for them. I know the judge, I'ma shoot them some chips. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys, keys. Radar, radar, oh, bitch, ain't even on my radar.
Switch.
Radar, radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Radar, radar, no, no, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Oh, your business ain't even on my radar.
From the place that you fall asleep, of course it's hard. Nigga ain't those, I ain't washing the week. I ain't changed clothes to the black album, y'all rap out of my wrestling in the streets till I tapped out them. Them niggas is WWE. Y'all can have that, I'm smack dab in a hurricane of emotions. Can't even raise my little daughter, my little Carter. We call her Blue cause it's sad that. How could I be a dad that? I never had that. Shattered in a million pieces with a glass at. I need a drink, shrink or something. I need an angelic voice to sing something. Bless my soul, extend your arms, I'm cold. Hold me for a half hour till I'm whole. I am not poison, no, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that. Got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot, I just wanna do good.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant. No, I'm not pleasant.
Just don't talk it later.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant. No, I'm not pleasant.
Yeah. Sick of hiding in holes and behind hyperfall. This is the real me unfold. Gangster is love, I'm thugging, I'm hugging. This is tougher than any gun that I raised, any crack that I blazed, that was nothing. Peeling back the layers, uncovering scars that never healed, I never kept it this real. I acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. Where's the little boy I knew? I must have forgot him. Something, of course we never grew. We're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. Something, of course we never grew. We're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. I am not poison, no, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that. Got my hands in the air in despair, don't shoot, I just wanna do good, I am not poison, no, I am not poison, just a boy from the hood that. Got my hands in the air in despair, don't shoot, I just wanna do good,
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual, no I'm not.
Everything they built will fall!
Chain your brain with Hindsight Radio with your boy Jonah Bay.
Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
All right. Consultation Wednesday. What up? Peace to the gods. What's going on? Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to prepare my show today. You know, I was supposed to go into the federal torts claim tonight. But, shit. I got a seminar to do this weekend and a private one in Florida. So, can't prepare for everything. So, we're going to have a true consultation Wednesday. I'm just going to open up the line. This is going to be a short show, too, by the way, y'all. I got to get ready to get my shit together and get out of town. But I'm going to open up the call lines and let y'all ask whatever questions. That's what it's going to be tonight. All right, 444-484. Peace to the guys, John.
What up?
Damn, Hollywood, how the hell you get to the top?
I know when to do it. I call in, man. No, but check it. I'm just going to ask you something real quick. You know, this is concerning, you know, what Infinity was going through, right? Now, I was going to ask you, you've been going over the tort claim and all that. What if he was to actually bring the action against the sheriff and a judge? Because, you know, the judge ain't acting in Article 3 capacity right now.
He can.
And more than likely,
the problem is he needs it right now, right? But the problem is, I mean, who's versed on it to do it right now? You see what I'm saying? The biggest problem, everyone wants stuff right now, and we got to study first. You can't just be shooting in the dark.
Right. Yeah.
I said a private seminar. That means, Carl, you ain't invited. No offense, I didn't put it together.
Okay, so I guess that take care of that, but it would help him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if he went in a tort case, then that would mean that the shit was wrong anyway.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And they would have to hear the case of him.
That's what I'm trying to say. How you gonna win a tort case if you never did it before? You didn't study how to do it yet. How you just gonna successfully do it just because you want to do it right now?
Well, you know, sometimes you just gonna have to shoot for the moon, man, when you're up against the ropes like that. It'll take a lot of concentration.
I love that boy to death, man. He's had this case won and let them get him back into it. He doesn't have the focus he's supposed to have.
Right.
And I understand why he doesn't. He got a lot of shit going on in his life. But until he can stay focused, you can't do shit. Look how many things he's done that should have shut it down.
Yeah.
And he keeps on giving them the upper hand. Right after he whipped their ass, he give them the upper hand right the next time he goes in.
Right. Well, you know, that's all I pretty much had, Jonah, because I'm still working and he about to start drilling again.
I told him the best thing he can do is do some spiritual work to help him stay focused on what's at hand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I told him, yo, fast, 30 days, 30 nights, man, I'll take care of it. You can focus all your energies and your thoughts on it and make it go away. You know what I mean? It's up to him.
Right.
You know, you could take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Easy.
But I'm like, if you're going into battle, gather up all your strength. Fight. Be as strong as you can. That means means not having sex, not eating, not doing any type of drugs or anything like that to win. That's what, you know, in boxing, that's what niggas do every day when they in training for a fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you
want to
fight too. Right. You got to get focused, man. Do whatever it takes to maintain your focus and go in there and whip that ass.
That's it. You know, and
you know
what I mean? Because I do see that, because, you know, I've been fasting kind of, you know, not like I should, but.
Right.
Information stick with me.
Everyone starts somewhere. Everyone starts somewhere, you know?
But my mind stayed clear. You dig what I'm saying? And it's easier for me to comprehend shit than other people. You feel me? Because I don't eat meat like that. No way. I eat fish. You see what I mean?
Right.
So that's probably why it's easy for me. You know, I might go 3-4 days on water and shit like that.
To make change. Have to change what you're doing. You can't keep on doing the same thing. You're gonna have to change.
Right.
You don't have change without change.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of people, well, you know, that's, like some people smoke weed. They think they're going to keep on smoking weed and study and do all this. That ain't going to happen. You're going to have to change.
You're right about that. You're definitely right. And that's when your reality starts to change. You feel me?
Exactly. If you change your mind, you change your reality. You start doing new shit, different shit, and then all of a sudden, you're a whole different person. You can't do none of that without physically doing what it takes to change. You can't say you want to change hanging out with the same people. You're doing all the same shit that you've been doing, but you want change? Change don't work that way.
Right. You're right. You're definitely right about that. Well, you know, that's pretty much all I had, and I appreciate it. You did. All
right. Peace, God.
All right. Peace.
714-641. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. How's it going?
It's going wonderful, magnificent, and great. I'm a little busy, you know what I mean? I stays busy doing all this stuff, man. So that's my chain.
I feel you, Ken. Trust. Hey, I wanted to build with you, man, and get you out here in Cali.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely get you out here in Cali, man. I'm starting to
after
ring
the
around
show,
a few.
You have the number after the show. Call me. If you don't have the number, what you're gonna do is shoot me your number in my email, jonahbay@gmail.com, and I'll call you tonight.
All right, sound good. All right, and I wanted to build up on the commerce as far as getting everything in order.
Right.
And basically assist myself or in my household setting up the DBA is no issue, no problem, but getting everything in order as far as remedy and the procedures that you have in place. Like, I definitely could use your assistance on that.
No doubt. I mean, that's the whole key to it is you prepare for shit before it happens. You already have your whole war mapped out before you do anything. The beginning, the middle, the end. You know what I mean? The problem is a lot of us come in there into this information with problems. And then y'all need to use the technology right now.
Airport.
You can't do it. It's
going to
take time.
Yeah, man. You know? So I'm jumping that gun.
I got the keys. Keys. You know what I mean? Yo, you got to plan. You need the keys to success. Success isn't something that you just luck up into. You actually going to have to have the keys to the success to make that happen. You have a well thought out plan that you're implementing.
Plan, plot, strategize.
Right. Like, you know, all of these people running around talking about, yeah, they want to go to war. I said, man, I'm not going to go to war. Government got infinite amount of bullets. Even if you have the guns, where you getting the bullets from? How you going to keep supplying yourself to keep fighting the war? And the first thing you do in war is what? Cut off the person's supply. I mean, if they cut off the grocery stores tomorrow and the waterworks, what y'all going to do? Y'all don't have wells in the back of your house or nothing. Y'all ain't prepared to do no war. You better do this war with the pin game. Learn what you need to do to be able to put that pin game down, man. Like, what they've done to us is use the pen. They fucked us up with the pen. We can't even begin to fight them physically. We got to get our pen game up, man. And the problem is, yo, people don't even want to read to be able to get the pen game up.
Gotcha.
People want to debate you when you're sitting there reading something, right? They want to debate you on what it says, and you just read.
Yeah, that ain't even no issue on this end, man. And on top of that, I've been following up with that. Man, you can take that in one end and not the other, because you got a lot of Hebrews that actually support you. I'm one of them. You know what I mean? I'm Yashiron Bey.
Thank you,
got a lot of brothers. Trust me, you got a lot of brothers going to support you, no matter what these clowns
funny
doing right
is,
now.
Even the dude that spoke out against it, right, he's supporting me too.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just seen him change up one of his documents to and put natural person sui juris. I'm like, brother,
yeah.
Well, we all need to help our people, man. There is, you know, teach what you teach and let the people decide if it's good for them or not.
Peace to God.
Peace to God.
You got a lot of interference, Jonah, somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's a lot.
It's like someone driving or something.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No.
I don't know what to do. You can come in and be host, if that's the case. I'm in the direct connection.
Is that you or is that the guest?
I don't know. Hold on. I'll tell you. One second. Oh,
yeah,
it's him.
Yeah.
He driving. We gonna have to deal with it while we on the phone. But yo, man,
I'm
really
the place, but it's all love.
Picking up the Hebrew, because to me, our ancestors was all of that, and then some. There is no debate that we're all the same people, man. You know what I mean? And we all just concentrated on one aspect of our history. But there's more history than that, too. You see what I'm saying?
True.
For instance, there's a brother out there, you know, he's all for, you know, back to Africa. And he thinks, from the like of it, I understand that he thinks everything started in Africa. Now, I've read Rocks Cry Out. And I know a lot of history that's been in the Bible happened here in the Americas, because
correct,
they flipped the whole globe around. Actually, they got the globe upside down, according to the way the ancestors had the globe, right? So
with
they changed all the names all around the planet and all that, and people ain't even addressing that. You see what I'm saying? But one thing
true,
I do agree with him when he says, the only way to make a nation, you're going to have to do it someplace where black or whatever you want to call them, Moors, black or whatever, Africans, you're going to have to be somewhere where we're in control. And the only place where we're still in control is Africa. We as Moors, black Americans, whatever you want to call yourself, I don't really care, melanated people. That's what we all can agree on. We all melanated. We have to go somewhere where melanated people are in charge, and we have to do commerce with them to build this nation. Because that's the only place you would be able to fight a war. Why? Because you don't have to worry about someone cutting off your water supply, your food supply, and all that if y'all are in control. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm saying is, why are we concentrating on stuff we can't agree on? Why don't we concentrate on the stuff we do agree on? And there's way more stuff we agree on than what we disagree on.
Man, all that land out there in Atlanta and Virginia, man, we're trying to get it.
You know what I mean?
And that's all
we ever wanted.
We
and do stuff. One thing we all should agree on is, we have to teach ourselves. We can't let these people teach us no more. And every American should feel that way, whether they white, black, or whatever. You know what I mean? We can't have the government teaching us no more.
Hey, and I ran through that book, man, When Rocks Cry Out. Dope.
Uh-huh.
That book, man, that was on. The entire book was fire. Like, I couldn't put it down.
Right. I couldn't put it down. I ran through the whole book in one night, man. Right? And
same
my whole thing is,
check, I would,
how you gonna
go
deny
ahead
the archaeological facts, man? We got big-ass monuments to prove where we are. And if you go looking for those same sites that was mentioned in the Bible over there in Africa, they're not there. Just the pyramid itself, right?
You're seeing everything in Peru.
Egypt, the Bible talk about says it's a step pyramid with a temple on top. There is no step pyramid with a temple on top in Africa.
Can't find it.
I'm going to deal with that. If we're going to speak about it, let's speak about it all.
True. But yeah, that's
a lot of us got the truth and a lot of us got lies. You know what I mean? Everyone has a version, part of the truth and part lie. Everyone does. Let's try to put together the stuff that makes sense where we know it's all true to the rest. You see what I'm saying? But that's going to take,
indeed,
man. That's going to take discussion. That's going to take us not having egos. So I'd be like, yo, I just read what's there. Don't get mad at me for that shit. I'm just reading what's there. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
like for instance, you know, you look at the temples in Egypt, what they call Egypt, and all that, and they talk about the Egyptians say they created a man. And they said their biggest problem was it's this artificial being. And ever since they created it, and they created it 6,000 years ago, and it was a beast man, and they gathered them all up and locked them in the mountains. And two, they created a technology that they could code and teach them people. That's what the history show. You know what I mean? But
correct.
No, they don't want to talk about that. You got so many brothers that be like, nah, this man wasn't created, but you can go on YouTube, you can watch how, and it's going to show you people with tails being born today. So, to me, the DNA proves it's a true story.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, so I'm like, yo, you got to show me not just your opinion, show me some proof about how you think. And I will change my mind. You show me enough, I will change my mind. Because I'm a student, I want to learn.
As we all should be.
Right. But yeah, brother, get at me. We set that up. I'll come back to Cali. I'm going back, Cali.
Back
I ain't been near
Cali.
A minute.
It's all love, man.
Love,
I look forward to building with you.
As long as they don't do that Biggie shit on me. I love Cali.
Nah.
You know, I'm nervous when I'm in Cali. You know where I'm nervous at? When I go to Chicago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they
Windy
really
City,
yeah. What? You don't agree with me? You said the Moorish Science Temple is a church. Bow! You shot up.
Nah, it's peace to the gods, man. They show love everywhere.
For a fact, that is not an opinion. You are a 501c3 or 508, whatever one you are, guess what? You're a church. Noble Drew Ali did not create a church. I'm sorry.
Nope.
True. But all right, man, I'll get with you soon. Peace, God.
All right, peace, God.
225312. Peace to the God.
Yes.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
Hey, what to say, John? Man, I got a situation down
buddy.
Here.
Hey, little buddy. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm holding it down on this end, bro. We down here in South Louisiana, bro.
Oh, man, I ain't been to Louisiana in a minute. I love come down there.
Hey, bro, man, we down here in Baton Rouge, bro, with the Alton Sterling and everything else that's been going on, bro.
Yo, y'all got that old-time black magic down there, man.
Yeah, they call it Napoleon Law. But this is what I got, Jonah.
What's up?
I got a court date coming up, child support case. I went down to pull my first affidavit that they sent me, but my child support case was mixed up in my divorce, man. I went down there and went through them records, but I really couldn't find the first affidavit.
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
That's all right. That's the way they do it. We still whip that ass, even though they always have that mixed in together.
Correct. Now, I got the authenticated birth certificate. I got a court date coming up within 30 days. And I'm kind of like, where do I go from here? Because I know I didn't have the first affidavit to put in to do the deny.
I deny. Then you're going to put in your affidavit of truth where you're going to say what you feel is true. And if they don't answer, a lot of times that shit get dismissed.
Okay, but this is what this is my question to you.
We also put in a rule 5.1 where we challenge the constitutionality of the whole thing.
Okay, so that's what I probably need to go ahead and enter into the records before my court date.
Also, letter on them and won. There's so many different ways to attack, child support, because they are third party debt collectors, and they it's not a real court.
Correct.
I tell you what, you might want to get a consultation where someone can put together your game plan personally for your situation. But
correct.
Or you can just do what I just said and it works. You know what I mean? But it's always good to have someone cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure it's all written up and done in the right order. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Process. You got to serve them correctly. And you could do all the paperwork correct. If you don't serve them correctly, guess what? Nothing happens.
Okay. I need to get in and get that consultation with you all. I got another question, man. I went over the Proposition DVD and whatnot, and this is what I got. I'm at the point of doing my DBA, which is they call it the song name certificate down here in Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's pretty much an affidavit, and so I do. Last name, first name, middle name. Doing business as first name, middle name, last name, correct?
Yep. That's how it was for us in New York.
Right. And it's pretty much the same.
Sometimes you might have to put last name, first name, middle name, doing business as just the first, last name. You know what I mean? In each state, it's kind of different. You know what I mean? So I tell everyone, y'all gotta read the actual law or code to the DBA of your state.
Correct. Okay, well, peace to the God. And I'm gonna be getting with you very soon. I need to get that consultation in with you, man.
Alright, peace, God. Man, it's been so long since I did a true consultation Wednesday when I wasn't talking and teaching something. This feels refreshing to me, man. I don't know about y'all. I'm having a good time. 267-979. Peace to the God. Peace.
Greetings. Yes, sir. This is Todd from Philly. Our question is, so I had a court case a long time ago. So this is pertaining to GSA. I want to get it rectified and then go back in. So I'm not quite sure about the go back in. I know that the original stuff is
go back in if you use it. GSA, and then you want to go back in, you would be doing the tort claim, because as I showed y'all, they're using, this is according to the Tort Claims Act, of Georgia, and I'm sure it's in the federal, they are using quasi-laws against you. And they can't use quasi. They have to be doing their official capacity. Well, official capacity is what the Constitution says that officer must do. So if they did something outside the scope of the Constitution, that's not the official capacity. And every day, all day long, they are living and doing shit outside of the Constitution. So that's how you would go back in under a tort.
Okay. Well, through a tort claim, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Tort claim ain't that easy, but yeah.
If I'm...
And that's a milli.
If I'm able to... Say it again?
You can get a milli here in Atlanta. I don't know how much it is where you live, but you can get a milli here in Atlanta if you win it.
Okay. This is Philadelphia, so... But I'll figure it out. And what's the timetable for that? Once I've actually filed it.
Say again?
So after I filed it, I went back in, I filed my tort claim. What's the turnaround time?
You said after you go back and do your tort claim, what?
What's the time for them to respond? How long would it take for them to respond back?
Oh, I mean, your tort claim, you got to put in a notice of a claim. That's going to be about 60 days. Then with no response, then you can put in the notice of suit. And then you got to put in your suit. It's going to be an ordeal. It's going to be a year easily.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's not simple, but shit. When the last time you made $1 million in a year?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about you. I mean, have you made $1 million in 5 years where you actually had it in your hand? If it takes 5 years, I don't care.
Yeah, don't matter. Okay, my second question, so some of the verbiage on your injunction is not the same.
It is
for Pennsylvania.
The injunction came directly out of the 1877 Georgia Constitution. Now, of course, when you talk an injunction, you have to look what's inside your Constitution and use that same verbiage too. And how people have been messing up, they have left the verbiage of my Constitution in, but their Constitution don't say that. You got to pull out what your Constitution says. Now, your Constitution is just as strong, but they probably worded it differently.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm
trying to look up key words. It's just like when I was reading the Tort Claim Act last week, the week before I started breaking it down Monday, you had to look up key words to understand that they weren't immune from quasi-laws. And putting the phrase due care. Due care doesn't get them out of the lawsuit. You know what I mean? But if you look up those words, then you can understand, yeah, they weren't protected. They wanted to make it seem like they were. And that's what that quasi shit is, man. It makes it look like something, but it ain't.
All right, perfect. I appreciate you.
All right. Good hunting, my brother. Peace to the God.
Sure.
904, God.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What up, yo?
Peace.
Peace.
All right.
Why you sound like that, man? You sound like you laying down. You real comfortable, man. You in a little lounge chair on the deck and shit, having a little drink or something? What's going on?
I wish. I'm just chilling. Just chilling. How you doing? Everything all right?
Oh man, I'm hella busy, but everything is beautiful and it's just the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, I was enjoying the tort claim. You know what I mean, the past couple of weeks. Because, I mean, like a year ago, that's what I was going into. Because I think I was talking to you and Khalifa was talking about going into the tort or what have you. But, I mean, we weren't, I don't think we was at that process yet. But, you know what I mean, I had got, used the FOIA to get the cops, both the office and the insurance and the policy and everything. And I was reading up on it, but I didn't totally go on with it because when you read the public side, it does say you can get like $300,000, at the least $200,000. But that wasn't, I mean, what you was reading, because I think I was reading something different at the time, but now going over the Florida tort claim, it's getting more clearer, just reading everything.
Right, and that's what I want people to do. I mean, I can't go over every state, you know, tort claim act, but just hearing me go all the way in depth into Georgia should help you when you reading that shit, the little trickery shit that they do to try to confuse us.
Mm-hmm. And see, it was like we were sweet.
Well, I'm going to go into several of them because the more we study them, the easier it's going to be for all of us to understand all of them. I want us to be better than they are at. And it's going to take some time. We're going to have to study it. That's what we're doing. This college without the knowledge without a college. Hindsight ready.
Yeah, we enjoy every week learning everything. And I had one more question about the 8832.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you assign the 98 as the owner of the estate, right?
Right.
And on the first line, A would be the estate name. I know you ain't got the form in front of you, but
I ain't got the form. Yeah. But yo, you know what? Yeah. I promise you, if you go back into the archives, I went weeks and weeks. I had this one, my people's mama come on, and she explained it again and again and again and again on 8830. Exactly.
I'm just be real with you. I've been looking for that show for the last
for
2 weeks, and I just can't find it. I don't know what it
hey,
is.
On,
I've been looking for it, looking for it. So I just say finally,
I'm
going I know you say you weren't gonna
pull up the form. I'm gonna pull up the form and I'm gonna break it down to you right now. I might not have labeled it. It might not be labeled. It's
yeah,
up there.
I remember you going over it, but I wasn't at that process, that step yet, so I was
you
like...
You wasn't ready yet, so you didn't
I
get...
I wasn't ready
I got
yet.
You. All right, 8832.
Yeah.
The first line is name of eligible entity making an election. That would be your estate is
yeah.
Name right there. You would put the state's EIN, employer identification number. You will put care of, put the address, city, code, all that. You would then go to part one, type of an election. This is the first time you're doing it, so you're going to check off A. And it says if you checked off A, skip to lines 2A, 2B, and go to line 3. So you're skipping all of 2 and going to line 3. Does the eligible entity have more than one owner? You're going to put no. and then it tells you to skip to line four. And then in line four, name of owner, you're going to put your 9-8 name. For me, it would be Jonah John Bay. Then you're going to put your 9-8 number, which is part B, 98-whatever. Uh-huh. Then you're going to skip 5 and go down to 6, which is part 1, 6, type of entity, and that's going to be F. F. Foreign eligible entity with a single owner electing to be disregarded as a separate entity. Then, number 7, if the eligible entity is created or organized in a foreign jurisdiction, provide the foreign country of organization. So, whatever country you use your 9-8, they do your 9-8, that's the foreign country you're going to put there. And then number 8, put the date, the regular date there. And then number 9, name and title of contact person whom the IRS can contact. You can put the 9-8 name there and phone number. Then signature, you're going to have the signature of the executor of the estate. And then you're going to, the next signature is the signature of the beneficial owner. And of course, the title is going to be executor, and the next one is going to be beneficial owner or owner. And that's it. That's how you do it, brother.
That's what's up. Yeah.
So now, remember this date. Write down the date that I explained it, right? Write down the time. It was just before, at the end of the first hour, and you can go back and listen to this show.
As you were saying, I just went through the whole sheet, so I'm good.
All right, dude. What's up. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
All right, we're going to go back to break. We only got another half an hour of today's show, so we're going to go make it a quick break. We're going to be back and take some more callers, if y'all don't mind. In the whole nine. I tell you, this time go by so damn quick, man. It seems like as soon as I look up, time to go break.
When I want organic hygiene products, I visit naturalsomega.com. They have a variety of all-natural hygiene and healthcare products, ranging from body wash to toothpaste and more. The products are 100% organic. You won't find any of those harmful chemicals in any of the products at Naturals Omega. Visit naturalsomega.com at your convenience, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Naturals Omega is for the whole family. Visit naturalsomega.com.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy-duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know, how did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation.
Are you looking to discharge a public debt? Do a non-UCC, set up a foreign trust, build estate credit, open a bank account, or do an injunction to protect your rights? Visit HindsightRadio.com. We have a variety of DVDs, templates, and a dedicated team to assist you in getting your remedy. We make networking easy. HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation. Have you received a letter from a third-party debt collector? Have you been summoned for a court date? Is some corporation trying to infringe on your unalienable rights? Visit our contact information page to arrange a private consultation with a member of our team. HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation. Tune in to Hindsight Radio every day of the week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation. Feel free to join in on the conversation. Call 914-338-0126. That's 914-338-0126. All callers may press the number 1 on their phone if they have any questions, comments, or information. HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation. Visit our website for weekly schedules and more.
And this.
Joining our online chat is fast and easy. Go to blogtalkradio.com/hindsight2020 and create a login.
And this.
Tune in to the Jonah Bay Show every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Jonah Bay. HindsightRadio.com. The information station changing the nation. Tune in to Truth Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Akeem L. Tune in to Consultation Wednesdays every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Jonah Bay. Tune in to the Temple of Commerce every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Khalifa L. Tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in to the Sleep Sheep Show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. Tune in to The Bottom Line every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Joey Bounce L. Bay. Call 914-338-0126. Thank you. Hindsight Radio.
HindsightRadio.
The information station. The information changing the nation. Changing the nation.
Ha, ha, ha.
going on tonight.
And we about to go live and direct, live in effect.
Seven shows. Seven nights. At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On Hindsight Radio.
Monday.
Y'all listening to Hindsight Radio with your boy, Jonah Beck. What's going on?
Tuesday.
Peace to the God. It's True Tuesday with your host, Akeem Al.
Wednesday.
And in case y'all didn't know it, you are listening to Hindsight Radio with your boy, Jonah Bay, and this is Consultation Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Thursday.
What's good? It's your boy, Kalufu. Yo.
Friday.
On Open Mic Friday with the folks from Braille Bay. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Saturday.
You're now listening to the Sleep Sheep Show. And I'm your host, giving you the most uno self, a.k.a. the White Bay.
Sunday.
How y'all feeling tonight? Duh. And on the bottom line, I'm your host, Joey Bounce, L. Bay. Why not, right?
Hindsight Radio.
The information station. Changing the nation.
Top of the year, nigga.
Oh, you still fucking blind, cause you still busy watching that loving hip hop bullshit.
Yeah. I love being me, all these niggas fake.
Real.
Look them in their eyes, I can see the hate.
Alright, alright, we back, we back, we back. What's the dealio? It's an old school type of Consultation Wednesday, man. I hope y'all enjoying it too, man. It's been a minute since I've done something like this. 904-654. Peace to the God.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Jonah.
What up?
Hey, you just got me a minute ago before you went to break, so I'm good.
All right. I lost my place. 860-574. Peace to the God.
Peace, Jonah.
Did I get you?
Nah, you didn't get me.
All right.
I got a question. I got a couple of questions. Okay. How do you feel? Do you have any experience with a allocation? Because I went and I Googled no injured party. No jurisdiction, because I was listening to the, I was going further into the Trinity versus Pagliari.
Exactly.
I think I pronounced it. So, are you familiar with that?
I didn't go that deep into it. I've heard of it before, but the how to do it, no.
Well, basically, what you got? The guy, he said he's, where is it? He got basically, you go in there, you're supposed to, it says allocation declaration of absolute rights. Actually, you can Google what I just said. Is that freedom document?
You gotta put that shit in the chat. I don't know how to spell that.
It's called I typed Google. I typed no injured party, no jurisdiction, and it's the okay. Which one is it? Sam God.
No.
I just lost myself. Where am I?
No injured party.
Keys to liberty. I'm on the third one down. Freedom document.
Say it again.
The keys to liberty. The third one down is
it doesn't say keys to liberty where I'm at.
It says no injured party. Freedom document. The third one down. If you type in no injured party, no jurisdiction.
Oh, I put in no injured party, no crime.
Okay,
no jurisdiction.
Yeah.
I.
So I clicked on there, and this is pretty interesting because if you read it, it says that you don't give this to the court. You don't give this to nobody. You say this in the courtroom. I don't mind saying this. This is basically what we be saying. And then the whole thing is he's saying then you just walk out or whatever. And this is, he's saying this is authorized under FRCP Rule 60, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is something I think I'm about to try because, I mean, you can never have too many bullets.
Injured so, party, no what?
No jurisdiction. No injured party,
okay.
No jurisdiction.
I got it now.
So this is what I came up to, and I stopped here because I was just been around my head, and it's like, yo, this looks pretty powerful. I was thinking of actually doing it, and see the worst thing can happen,
like
it don't work.
It's worth trying. Come back. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. Because I still got the writ in process. I just sent out the default for the injunction for that same sheriff. So, I'm just out here. I'm actually having fun at this point. Once you dive so deep in, it's just like you found weapons. You was fighting this whole time. You ain't having no weapons. Now you got weapons. You know where they are. So it's like
you got so many weapons. You don't know which one to use.
Right, it's a fair game now because I could fight back with my pen too. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, I just
gotta
got
that
question.
Gotta get that pen game up, man.
Yes, sir.
Gotta get that pen game up.
Okay, and the last brother you just helped out, on the 8832. It says check if there's the address change, late classification of relief or late change.
It's gonna be the initial. It's gonna be the initial. You doing it for the first time.
Oh, no. I'm talking about right after you put the address is a box that says check if. It is not part one, not the type of election.
Hold on. Let me go to it again, see what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I was listening. I didn't hear you mention that.
It's all good? I ain't perfect.
Yeah. All right,
where you at? Oh, check if address changed. I skipped past that because it doesn't apply. It's your initial. Classification.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I skipped past it. It said check if.
Right,
you ain't
right.
Under that, so go right. Past
it. I figured that. There's no such thing as a stupid question, so I just wanted to double check.
I don't believe that's true, but yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, I'm going to allow the people to get on the line. Thanks for the everything. Peace to the guys. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, good luck, man. Good luck. I want to remember, come back and let us know. Peace, God.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, 414-308. Peace to the God.
Hey, peace to the gods and the goddesses, my brother. How you doing?
I didn't think there was no difference. I thought God had both polarities, female and male.
I know you did. most guys do. So, but anyway, I know you're in a hurry trying to pack and everything. I'm been listening to the program. I'm a new caller. I did speak to Joy Bounce last week, but I haven't spoken to you.
Welcome.
I put in my paperwork to try to discharge my auto. Everything on that end as far as the Secretary of State Treasury was cool. But I got a letter from the car auto folks talking about we don't want to accept that type of payment. So I quoted a law to them that they didn't have a choice. I mean, it's
Public Law 7310. They're not allowed
I know it. I got it on paper and everything, what they wrote. Because I've been keeping everything in, in file, with each file. So anyway, so then I said, well, they keep calling, I'm not going to answer because I'm not going to contract with them. This is my car, and I'll check my credit report, nothing on them, about them bad. And I also went to, just Monday, I went to the motor vehicle website and did a, vehicle history where they tell you about the car, if you got any lanes and all that on it. Everything came back positive, no liens, right? So this morning I walk outside and my fucking car gone. They didn't. I reported it stolen, and they was like, "No, it didn't get stolen. They picked it up." So I'm gonna take them to court. My question is though, I'm thinking about putting a complaint against Conversion. I'm not sure if that would be the correct, you know. And then I was pulling out the rules of evidence.
Yeah, I ain't never did that type of suit. I don't know.
That suit is normally
a suit that's done in chancery. I know that, but I ain't had time to do the research on it to come with
that type of rule book. The civil procedure federal rule book thing, and just looking at all the stuff that it encounters and all the evidence I can bring.
Yeah, what I was talking about Monday, the suit that you're gonna have to do, that's not a public suit. That's not public. And they don't have to follow their public laws. When you're talking about federal rules, procedure and all that, you can't sue them for not doing. They have immunity from their special law. When we sue them, we gotta sue them in the private, and it's not following what is called a positive law. And a positive law that they didn't follow would be the National Currency Act. And public law 7310, right? But I ain't gonna front. I don't know how to get you ready for that type of suit yet because I ain't do the studying.
Oh yeah, I understand. I just want to hear how it sounded, you know, because I'm not doing any. I'm doing all my research first. I got time.
Right.
It just happened today, you know. I would look into
the Fair Debt Collection Act because they gave you a payment. And it says it's paid upon presentment.
Right. Yeah. And that's
where you would want to hit them at.
Correct.
They are doing unfair collection practices is what they did against you.
Yeah. And I also wrote them and told them I would like to be corresponded with through writing. You know, I got that in that paper. And each time they never wrote.
Let me ask you this: to them, how old was the payment? Was you in? Was it 2 months, 3 months behind?
No. I wasn't any month behind when I started the paperwork. And then once I started my paperwork and sent it to the Treasury and sent it to them and this and that, then I waited and then I stopped. Especially when I saw that I didn't see nothing bad on my credit report.
See, this what I you kind of didn't follow my discharge webinar. In the discharge webinar, I always tell people to keep on paying until you can't pay no more. Because what happens is you would have put in a third-party debt collector letter, and then it would have been in dispute, and then they wouldn't accept your payment no more. You wouldn't have lost your car. They wouldn't have picked it up. You kind of, most people can't wait to stop paying. That ain't what I suggest people do. At least it's only a car. At least it ain't your house.
No, it ain't no house. But I got to get this right, though. I mean, I got to get this right. So
this is what I'm going to say. What I'm trying to tell you is, basically, this is the easiest way I could explain it. They are making it look like you didn't stay in honor because you stopped the payment. Me, I stay in honor, and then I hit them with all that paperwork, and then they don't want me to pay. They like, we're looking into it. We'll get back at you in a certain amount of time. You see what I'm saying? I didn't do it the way you just did it. That's part of the reason why I don't have a remedy for you right now because I never studied it doing it that way.
That's no problem. I mean, you know, I've still got to figure it out if I come up with something.
Like,
you know,
now, let me ask you this.
You know.
They give you the option of, they gave you the option to give them the money and get your car back?
No, they just simply said, no, they didn't give me any option. They didn't write me anymore. They just kept calling and calling, and I wouldn't answer because I didn't want a contract with them. You know how you sometimes ask questions every time.
I would have answered every time and told them put it in writing.
Told them what?
Put it in writing. I would have answered every time.
Oh, I already wrote them and told them that much. I mean, I got all of this, everything I've said.
This is what I'm saying.
you would have been setting them up for the Fair Debt Collections Act because they have to put it in writing. That's what I'm saying. Because let me tell you, you would have had
to. I got it in writing that I wanted to do that.
Well, I would look into the Fair Debt Collections Act because it sounds to me like you got them in Unfair Debt Collections Practicing Act, and you can do a 42 suit and get way more than what the car was worth.
Well, I'm going to definitely look into it. Like, I got to, you know, I got all that information on the desk.
This is why you know the laws. Let them break the law. And while they're breaking the damn laws, you keeping a record so you can come back and get in that money.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to leave alone that complaint against conversion thing and just focus on the fair debt thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do. All right then, my brother. I appreciate it. And have a good, safe trip.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to 862-944. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to God. It's Aisha from New Jersey.
What up?
Hey, this is the way
Jersey
waiting for you, but we need that Rochester info. That's what we need.
Man. We didn't put out this information so much. You ain't got that Rochester information yet?
Yeah, it was like, it's a number. She said it'll change. And then my kids in the web. I heard it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I want to be on it so I know from New Jersey to Rochester. You know that's where Frederick Douglass is buried, man. We got to do this right.
There's been a lot of good things that's came out of Rochester. If a lot of people don't know that, yeah, that's definitely absolutely true. A lot of good things came, a lot of freedom came from Rochester.
True that. Well, I like your laid back. Only thing I got to say is that constitutional challenge, the rebuttal, the injunction, and if they do something they ain't supposed to do with your DBA and your I'm loving that. Oh, that's turning me out. I can't wait to meet the family. Oh my goodness.
Right,
they messing with
I hope this is the number. It's Rochester, New York. It's coming August 12th and 13th. The number is
602-8463.
8463.
Mm-hmm. That Jonah Bay stuff don't work.
Well, y'all.
Enjoy yourself.
It's just going to be me there. As far as I know, the wife's going to be there. Khalifa, Joey Bounce. We ain't going to have a whole family there like we did in Florida, but it's going to be a good amount of us there.
Yeah, but they bring in the machine. They got to get our diagnosis.
They bring in the machine. We trying to get y'all healthy, too. You know what I mean? You know, they bring in the herbs and all that. This is a way of life, man. This ain't information.
That's
you know, you got to get your mind right, your health right. And get ready for war.
I like that spirituality. I just came off of my 30-day fast. I'm ready.
Yo, it's so dope. You're so clear. You can think so well when you do it. I advise everyone to do it at least once. It's not because you need discipline for everything. Put that discipline in and get that done.
Peace to the guys. Y'all handle. I can't wait for Rochester in the house. All roads lead to Rochester. Freedom!
All right. Peace, girl. Yeah, we got time for one more call. And then I'm up out of here. 862-562-576. Peace to the guys.
Peace to the God, John. What's going on? Jersey still in the building, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's another Jersey number. What up, y'all? What's popping in Jersey tonight? Y'all chilling with your boy.
Absolutely, man. I wanted to read something to you real quick, right? And I want to get your opinion on it.
Man, I read to so many people. I'd be glad when people read to me.
All right, check this out, right? This is in accord with the, you know, the tort claim situation, because I've been following this whole thing, right? This comes out of New Jersey Statute Title 59, right? Claims against public entities, right?
Okay.
Section 59.314, it reads, let me get it to it. All right. Nothing in this act shall exonerate a public employee from liability if it is established that his conduct was outside the scope of his employment or constituted a crime, actual fraud, actual malice, or willful misconduct. That's part A. Now, let me get you to part B. Part B says, nothing in this act shall exonerate a public employee from the full measure of recovery applicable to a person in the private sector if it is established that his conduct... Check it out.
You got to read that part over. You got to read that part over. These niggas don't understand public and private. Go ahead.
Check it out. Nothing in this act shall exonerate a public employee from the full measure of recovery applicable to a person in the private sector if it is established that his conduct was outside the scope of his employment or constituted a crime, actual fraud, actual malice, or willful misconduct. What's your interpretation of that? What are they trying to tell me here?
That can protect a public motherfucker that works for the government when a private individual comes along and you violated his fucking rights.
Now, here's the funky part, right? All that you've been telling us is this, right? In my understanding, is that their employment is based off of the Constitution because of the oath they took.
Exactly!
So I don't care what other job description they got and none of that. The scope of their employment is based off the first contract, the Constitution,
the
oath.
First contract, Constitution.
So now I could easily prove that the conduct was outside the scope of his employment all day long. That's the easiest thing for me to prove. Because I already have the injunction in.
You can't do that. You might have a problem going after the officer because he may not have signed a contract that said he was going to uphold the Constitution. I think they did because in Florida, it's on the back of their ID card. They signed that bitch. They didn't let them know that they signed it, but yes, they did. Right?
In Jersey, it is too.
But when I motherfucking go after the boss, because you let this nigga do that, because I gave you, due notice.
My right.
That's what the injunction is, due notice. So you didn't take due care because I gave you due notice.
Due notice. Now, what do you think of this, right? Because I've been calling around trying to get these people, the oaths for the sheriffs that I got the injunctions with. Don't you know nobody knows what it is in these county clerk's office and so on and so forth? So I superseded that. I contacted the State Department, and they said I can get a copy for $25 with a state seal on it. You know what I mean? So what do you think about the – because I was reading the Golden Key. You remember that document, the Golden Key?
Yeah.
I was reading that, and you know how it tells you to accept the oath and so on and so forth. How do you feel about, you know, getting the oath, accepting it, notarizing it, getting it authenticated, and adding it to the non-UCC as a part of, so that I can pull it as a certified document.
I've been said you could do that, right? But I was leaving that to who was going in with the reason why you want to spend all that money collecting all these people's oaths.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why go after the judge's oaths and shit like that when I got the sheriff and he got an oath? He can't.
That's
get
the only one I was going. Yeah, that's the only one I was
that's
going
the only
after.
One I'm noticed. You know what I mean? Now check this out. Information that must be given. What did it say? Must be given or made available to a particular person or to the public within a legally mandated period of time
so that its recipient will have the opportunity to respond to the situation or to the
90
allegations
days.
That affect the individual. We did that with the injunction. Once I give you due notice, you don't have due care.
Wow.
Your ass convicted. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, I just got confirmation. I just got confirmation that my non-UCC was filed. I didn't get the number yet, but I sent it down to Orange County, one of the other counties down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't.
6 months.
Tell people
take
the path of least resistance. Go do it
what?
In the country.
What?
Do it in the country somewhere. You know?
As soon as I get it back, I'm going to file it up here.
They want to. Here in Atlanta, them motherfuckers be going right to Fulton County and think that shit gonna happen there. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You don't always gotta fight these people, man. Take your time, young man.
Jonah, it took me 6 months, man. It took me six months.
You got it done.
I was on a call with you one time, and you said I was talking over people's heads. That was like 2 months ago. I still haven't filed it till just recently. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
6 months, man. It's in there.
Isn't that doing due care? Isn't that having
Absolutely.
Due care? To make
Absolutely.
Sure your due notice gets out there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody,
this is more. Take your time. You got them set up. You
mm-hmm.
What's it called? Get all your ducks in a row and then pounce on them. You know what I mean?
This is why I ain't trying to do a lot. I want all my paperwork. Everything in its place. Then when they come and violate,
you know,
I got them.
Now that you did that non-UCC correctly, now you can go and do a regular UCC.
Exactly.
Now you're not a U.S. citizen no more.
Yeah, and I did the 8832 with the state, too. Yeah. I did the 8832 out, too, by the way. Yeah, I'm putting this thing together.
I tell people, like, you really got to take your time and get this shit done right, because you don't want to make no mistakes. You want to do it correctly and get the same results. You want results,
also,
man. I don't want y'all just to do shit to do it.
What I realize is, like, okay, let's say we do the discharge situation. I notice a lot of people
mm-hmm.
jumping on the discharge situation and they ain't really got – They're not in the proper position to do it. Like I got a house situation that I could discharge, right? I got all the paperwork filled out. I got the money order set up. Everything's
mm-hmm.
in place. But I'm not sending it out because let's say I send it out and it's not how I'm going to protect it. You understand what I'm saying? Like we can't just move in haste without knowing how to protect it. I say, okay, so if they come this way, I got this set up.
Exactly.
If they come that way, I got this set up.
No matter what they do.
Exactly.
No matter what
I don't
want to
just
do,
discharge some shit. Yeah, you discharge some shit,
mm-hmm.
and they come in 6 months later or a week later or whatever, and they saying they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that.
This is why I told most of them, why don't y'all just use a full satisfaction in the court? You can't get no trouble that way.
You can't. You know what I mean? I tried that situation out, but again, it's just not that simple. Not like you said earlier, well, on Monday, nothing is that easy. You had to learn how to walk. You fell mad times. You understand what I'm saying?
You got to
looking
actually
for
put your energy
mm-hmm.
in it to make it happen, too. A lot of people don't put enough energy. They move so quick. It's no energy behind that.
Because your heart ain't in it, man. If your heart ain't in it, man, you ain't going to succeed in this thing, man. This machine. You know what I'm saying? That's with anything on the public side, the private side, whatever side. Like, if your heart ain't in it, then
man.
That energy ain't going to be there. Word up.
I live this shit, man. I live this shit for real, man. This my life. This is all I got.
I noticed that as you go along, though, and, you know, you accomplish these little feats, you know what I mean? Your confidence becomes greater, too. You know what I'm saying? This is why you can come on here and talk shit. I'm feeling why you
That's
can
why
talk,
I talk shit.
You feel me? Yeah.
Everybody think I'm so goddamn arrogant. Confident because
it ain't
I did
even
some shit.
Yeah, these people, like for most of our lives, when we think of these people, you know what I mean? There's a fear factor with these people. You know what I mean? Or they gonna come do this. Or they
mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I hear come out of everybody's mouth. But then after you beat these motherfuckers up, I'm gonna be arrogant as hell. What you mean? Like, I beat these motherfuckers up and I'll do it again. You understand what I'm saying?
What?
That's like when you were young and you.
Let me ask you a question. Is that arrogant?
I think it's confidence. In my opinion, it's confidence. Because there's a thin line between arrogance and confidence.
That's
and
arrogant
those,
is that truth?
It's truth. But those that understand and know the truth are going to be the only ones that could see it as that. If you're arrogant, then you're going to see it as arrogant. You see what I'm saying? Then you have the people that understand and can deal and can comprehend the situation. You know what I mean? The defeating the fear factor, filing these documents and putting yourself in this position, then I'm going to feel what you feel. Now I understand completely that it's not arrogant.
And then you're going to be like, man, that ain't arrogant. That nigga just real.
Confidence. Word up. You know what I mean? And it's not hard, man.
Thank you for your input, brother. Look forward to talking to you again. I enjoyed it tonight. That's it for
you
our show, man. We out of here. I'll enjoy it. We had a true consultation Wednesday. All I did was talk to y'all and give y'all advice on shit. You know what I mean? And the whole nine. Just know that you can. We out of here. Nas. I know I can.
Boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than heroin. Cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the cup you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard.